Welcome. You are now entering the Fluff House. Prepare for your installment of awesome.
Go.
Be prepared for the brutally honest. And hear it from people you trust. Why? Because life shouldn't be boring. Nine out of ten doctors agree. Furry Talk is awesome. Keep your chairs in an upright and locked position. We are preparing for takeoff. Keep all hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times.
Hi, I'm Draven the Mighty Ferris. Hyper.
What? Oh, it's me.
God damn you. You had a good week last week.
Hyper. Actually, aren't you supposed to introduce Frag after you?
Yeah, you're supposed to introduce Frag. I knew there was somebody before me.
I still blame you. Frag, the producer.
I blame you.
This always happens.
Fine, Frag, the producer.
What?
Then we got Hyper. Uh-oh. Okay, we lost somebody. We'll skip him for now. Oh, there he is. Say hello, Trent.
Oh, sorry. Hi, I'm Trenton, the Drago Lupin.
And I'm Zephyr, the Husky.
And welcome to Furry Talk. Yes, very random moment today. Anyway, I would like to start things off by announcing the winner of the music contest for the opening theme of Furry Talk, and that would have to be to the only contestant who...
Dre! Yes. Read the screen!
What am I reading?
Silver is not in the podcast this week because she has some horrible internet problems, and she couldn't make it. So.
I'm sorry! I forgot. I'm getting ahead of myself. Anyway. Yeah, to announce the winner of the theme contest, and since he was the only contestant, and thus far I still love what he did, that would be E Manor. So, hooray! Round of applause.
Yay!
Okay.
Hooray!
So now we have the theme song, so hopefully that'll attract more listeners. I don't think it will, but... It's fun to listen to. Anyway, moving on to first topic of the podcast would be having multiple accounts. Is it okay for that to have one for art, music, and update them regularly, equally? Why would you do this?
Well, you're not asking me here. I have like 50 accounts.
Why? Like, I can understand for like groups and stuff. You're doing like group things. Or you do a fan thing. But if it's just for you, why would you make one for music? And why can't you just put it all on one account?
Well, I only have two, and I did the other one because, like, just for the fun of it, just have like two accounts. And
what's fun about it? I can't see the appeal.
We also got Silver, who made.
Yeah, but yeah, that's for something else. She's theming it off that. So.
Yeah.
Frag is writing something. It's like a treasure chest. What's gonna come out? Frag says, well, here's the thing. I like someone's music, but it turns out she did like 300 art pics and 10 pieces of music, and I didn't want to watch someone who does tons of art, which I don't like. End quote.
Ooh. Oh. Ooh, tough one there. Okay, what I would have to say is, you chose the person, you chose to like the music, you don't have to deal with the extra crap that comes along with it. Consider it a bonus.
It's like getting the demotion.
Special prize in every box. Comes with special prize in every box. Like
this is shit.
Oh, this is such a great game. This is shit.
Like I should make a new account for when I do finally make my comic. And I've been vague with the same sort of thing, so.
Friends, I can't hear you.
Okay, you're like fading out.
Friends, turn up your mic.
Trent, barely hear you. You're cutting out. Technical difficulties, sorry. Everybody.
I'm sorry.
Trent,
it's so you're slowly wheeling away from your mic. It's like...
I'm sorry.
There.
What were you saying?
Okay. And silence occurs.
Okay, what's that?
Better? No, still too low. No.
I'm really indifferent. Anyway.
Better?
We'll come...
Okay, anyways.
Nope.
Any better?
Yeah, much better.
Almost have to go singling. Okay, so since I'm going to be making a comic soon, eventually when I finish my Flash animation for, like, the advertisement of it, but when I get that done, I'm thinking about debating whether or not I should actually make an account for the comic as well, if I should or shouldn't, because, like, it'd be cool to make that, but then again, like, I also want to have it, like, various other people, like, JJ, Jolly Jack, Philip M. Jackson, all the same person.
Okay,
Fisk. Yeah. Not right now. And all those, and like Fisk and all those other people who have their own website for their comic, like Silver, for example, from the help of Frag, our producer. Like, I've been thinking about trying my own website for my comic, or should I just go through with the FA and make my own account for the comic? And I'm debating on that.
Or you could just post the comic on your FA.
True, but then again, like, people who are going to be watching me, I can put up the comic, and then, like, 2 days later, I can put up another picture, and the comic won't be sequentially following through, so...
So, that's a lot of things, like, just do that, you know? It's like, and...
The comic, that's what I mean on there, that's what I mean, like, some people might do that, some people are kind of do the same thing with their music, it's... to put a divider between one source of art for another. So that's my little input. Sorry to take up all that time. Sorry.
Stop saying sorry.
Sorry.
Damn it, Trent.
I'm sorry. I'm just gonna shut up now.
Damn it. Okay. Anyway,
my time comes.
Moving on. Okay.
When my time comes to rephrase it out, it'll be over.
Keeping with the theme of FA, while watching people, a lot of people don't like to comment on pieces of work. I'll admit, I don't do it sometimes. That's because I got a lot of submissions to go through. I think that's the case for a lot of people, but why don't people, if you're going to want somebody, why don't you comment at least some of the time? Inquiries? Anybody?
I'm sorry. Okay, so it's not anything like for me. Like,
oh. Okay. Hyper. Here, I'll give you the talking stick. Hyper.
I don't have a stick.
Well, you do now. It's figurative.
What does that mean?
Just talk, damn it.
I am talking.
Talk about what you're going to say.
About your opinion, idea, comment.
Concern.
Oh, no. Trent, why do you sound so angry?
Because you're not talking about what you're talking about.
Exactly.
All right. Well, comments actually just make artists feel more special than they really are. I mean, just whenever I see that, what on those, what's we call thingies, that tells you how many messages you got. If I see, like, 1C, I'm like, oh my god, I feel special today. Every time I don't see that, it makes me feel really depressed about myself.
Oddly enough, I feel the same way.
I'm not the same way, because I have my constant fix thanks to a lot of my friends, like Corey and you guys. Mostly all of you guys. AJ, our well-devoted fan. Everybody's fan.
though, we don't really hear a lot from him anymore.
You don't?
We don't.
Oh, no, man, I feel special. Anyways.
He talks to you, I guess. Trenton has a fan.
This kid is more lovable.
Who would have thought?
I'm going to read what well, he was originally my first fan. Anyways, I'm going to read what Frag said. He said, Silver has had this happen before. Like, all these people will follow her, and only a few will actually comment. And I'm one of those people, depending on who it is that, depending on who it is that I'm watching, like, I watch, a lot of big people on that, and when I leave a comment, though, for them, it's, I usually leave a comment hoping that they will respond to it so I can talk to them. Like, but usually when I leave a comment, not too many people are so big and famous or whatnot, they can't get around to it. So I'll watch them, I'll favorite their work, but I won't comment because that kind of defeats the purpose to me. Comments is to leave a comment and be able to actually talk to the artist. So I've had that happen a lot of times where, like, aside from the people here and a few other of my friends on FA, nobody else actually comments, just like some random people now and then. So contrary to having me like X amount of people watching, there isn't that much.
Whoop.
Yeah.
Well, do you why don't you listen to my stuff talk with you?
Okay, and Josh, yeah, I tend to watch the smaller people since they do read the comments.
Yeah. Those people are nice people. Like, they read the comments and they'll say, like, I'm a little busy, but I'll try to get to as many comments as I can. Like, those sort of people are nice because you know that they're not ignoring you. They're trying to do what they can. But when you're, like, watching, following, like, the big famous people,
like
they do have a lot of stuff. And do it. Yeah, Nars, Jijix.
Dragoneer.
There's a lot of Dragoneer. There's a lot of people I can name off. But I was going to say Rodri, but I'm special.
I'm special because he talks to me more.
Yeah, but you know, I can talk to him whenever I want to as well. So,
so can I.
Paul, can I introduce you to
him? Don't get fanboy rage.
Fanboy rage! Okay.
Fanboy rage! I declare war. I'm doing fan art for him. Oops.
Ouch. Okay. Okay, you beat me in that.
Anyways, yeah, I'm gonna yeah, basically I watch some people they only watch because they make their work other people watch because other people don't comment because they think that they might just get ignored. Other people just don't comment because they don't want to. Yet another topic I've completely taken over. Shut up.
Whoa.
Get the hell off your deck.
Someone's wearing their ovaries on the outside today.
What?
Zing.
Oh, big friend.
Zang.
Moving on. Okay. We've discussed this in a couple of podcasts before, and coming out to your parents about the furryism, but this week we'd like to touch up on how do you go about doing that?
Mom, I'm a furry. What? Nothing?
Exactly. How do you tell people? I mean, it's...
Well, my parents are to be...
Apparently, I heard this from somewhere, and now I completely forgot where, so, person, if you recognize the quote and it's yours, please... tell me, but apparently furry is the new gay, and gay is the new black, like, gay was the new black.
What?
You racist.
Yeah, people were picking on black people, then it was gays, and now it's, well, furs have always
been. Oh, okay, now I understand.
Scream.
Oh, I like
that. Yeah.
It's like a little fad.
Yeah, it's fad ridicule.
That's what some people think. But,
on to somebody else.
All CSI's fault.
Damn you, CSI.
Blame CSI.
So, I think
it was
that one guy with
his
face.
I'm still glad I never saw that episode.
You have to be, Piper, you have to be careful for that guy. What's his face? It's so dangerous. It's like,
so, I guess, like, one thing I guess
I heard that
you'd probably want to do is, like, describe it, like, not describe, but, like, tell your parents what it is. Like, it's kind of like,
trying to think about it. Kind of like being.
Because of his disasters.
It's like being in a group, basically. It doesn't really matter if you tell people or not. But at some point, if your parents, like, ask you about it, you should tell them. Like, if they, like, ask you, like, you heard this thing or whatever, and they're, like, and they ask you about it, you should, like, tell them, yeah, but you don't have to tell them, but you can. That's, like, me saying,
why,
like,
would that situation ever pop up?
It never would.
Because
then why are we talking about it?
For example, like me. Sorry. Continue. Go.
You stopped saying it
bastard. I'm gonna cough your blueberry. Anyway.
No comment. So, like, for example, I told my mom that you and me, Dre, we were gonna go to we were gonna be going to the States sometime next year for this.
And if you don't get any money,
so far I have to be finished college first. In which that thing's kicking my ass. Anyways, I'm also learning HTML, by the way. Damn my ADD. What was I talking about again? For example, don't mock me! So I told her that you and me are going to be going to the States to go for this thing that's going on next year. I didn't tell her what it was or anything. I just told her that we were going to be going to the States. If she asks later on what it is, I will tell her, yes. The being furry is something that a lot of people, parents, might not like, might be like, whatever, it doesn't really matter. Like, it's kind of like what it was before. Instead of me just being a complete fanatic about anime and that I want to go to anime convention, I'm a complete furry. It's not furry fanatic, but yeah.
Oddly enough, nothing to add. Def?
Nothing really to add.
Okay, I think we're done here.
Craig?
Oh, fine. Skip me. I see how you are.
Well, if you have something to say, you would have said it already. We know you.
Exactly. I said Fred because he's typing right now.
Okay, yeah.
Nothing to say what just...
Fine. Hyper, do you have anything to say?
No.
Exactly. See? Haha, I know you. Moving on, it's news time. And these news stories were provided by our producer this week. Corn. So hopefully these ones are actually good. So let's start off with this. Okay, Castrap Cuba says toilet paper running short. What? Okay.
I'm sorry.
Havana, Cuba, in the grip of serious economic crisis, is running short of toilet paper and may not get sufficient supplies until the end of the year, officials with state-run companies said Friday. Officials said that they were lowering the price on 24 basic goods to help Cubans get through difficulties provoked in part by the global financial crisis. It's global now? I didn't know that. I thought it was just North America. You learn something new every day. And three destructive hurricanes that struck the island last year, Cuba's financial reserves have been depleted by increased spending for imports and blah, 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 blah. So pretty much they're running out of toilet paper. And their toilet paper looks kind of brown. Hey! It's a good thing. That is, actually.
It makes me question, what have they been using it on if it's running low? They're just using too much, or
it just
what? And if they're using too much, I don't even want to find out what they're using it for.
They're building... They're getting a TP, America.
They're getting a TP. Flaming TP.
Bomber planes flying over. Oh, no, are they dropping bombs? No, it's toilet paper, sir. Giant rolls of toilet paper. This is gonna take years to clean up.
And trust me, you don't want to touch those stains.
Oh,
okay. Man, Naughty Kitty downloaded kitty porn. I'll say that again.
What?
Naughty Kitty downloaded kitty porn. porn. Florida man arrested says cat downloaded thousands of images. Okay, you've heard the one about the dog eating the homework. Now hear about the cat who downloaded the kitty porn. Keith Griffin was charged Wednesday with 10 counts of possession of child porn after over 1,000 illegal images were found on his computer, and he claims all the work of his kitty. The 48-year-old...
I thought it was kitty, not kitty. K-I-T-T-Y, nope. Not K-I-D-D-I-E, whatever.
Okay, the 48-year-old Jensen Beach, Florida man told cops that he would leave his computer on and the cat would jump on the keyboard just like that and images would appear. Cops weren't buying Griffin's tail and busted him in his home. He's being held in Martin County Jail for $250,000 bail, according to tcpalm.com. Could it all be a sinister plot from a vindictive feline? Maybe. After all, cats have been known to play a smooth tune on a keyboard before. But for now, cops have ruled the kitty out as a suspect, and he is resting comfortably in one of Griffin's relatives in one of. Griffin's relatives happen to be Asian, and they cooked the cat thoroughly. They made a good pad thai. I don't think there's much else you can say about that. Do you think cats are looking up? Do you think cats can be pedophiles?
Well, I think if you can teach a cat how to use the toilet and flush it, I'm pretty sure you can teach the cat how to use the internet.
Search up kid porn.
Like, seriously.
So nuts. Okay. I like the youngins.
Like, seriously, how do you do that, though? You think, like, if the stuff is illegal, going on the internet and searching up Google, you think it wouldn't be that easy.
But just the way how we describe it. Finding pedophilia.
Exactly. That stuff is illegal. And you think cops would just, like, if they want to shut down a website that has that, they just use Google. And then, like, if it's as simple as the guy makes it out with the sound.
I almost feel like going to Google and searching up pedophilia and see if I get any hits, but I'm afraid the government would be
that door.
So let's not take
actually, pedophilia. Oh, my God. I'm thinking of pedophilia. Never mind, pedophilia is. I forget. Sorry about that.
Pedophilia. Young kids, like 8 years old. Dude.
Oh, God. This next story, you're going to laugh.
Me?
It's about her.
Okay, this one's actually a good one. Thank you, Josh. But the story is, Ohio woman fends off armed attacker with a sock in a can of peas.
What?
Popeye had spinach, LaToya Taylor had a can of peas. That and a sock were all the Ohio woman needed to fend off an armed attacker and his apparent accomplice. Taylor said a loud knocking brought her into the hallway of her Toledo apartment building Tuesday when a masked man started pistol whipping her. He grabbed me by the hair and started hitting me all in the back of the head and on the side, she told the station. The 26-year-old said she then retaliated with her secret weapon, a can of peas stuffed inside a sock that she used to beat herself until the homemade weapon ripped and the culprit fled. It attacked her.
The Jolly Green Giant.
Sharon Preston told the station. Well, the man who beat Taylor got away. Her boyfriend caught his apparent accomplice, Gregory Banks. And the two gave Banks a beating of his own, Preston said. Banks, who faces an aggravated robbery charge, was at the hospital in critical condition. Taylor also needed limited medical attention. Toledo police were still searching for the other suspect in the case.
What's the name of the person again?
LaToya Taylor. It was a black woman.
Latoya Taylor. He was getting a piece. It was super effective.
I wonder, did Martha Stewart secretly teach all those women that, like, in her TV shows and that, she secretly had, like, subliminal messages going on?
Did she teach all those women?
Martha Stewart saved my life!
She taught me how to use a can of peas to misshock as a weapon.
She probably watched a prison show or something and said, if you can work with a lock and a sock, maybe a can of peas can do just as good.
Hey, it was.
I saw that in a CSI episode where they used a lock and a sock to kill somebody.
Wait, what was she doing with a can of peas and a sock in the first place?
You don't want
to. I have the stuff to a sock.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm going to be using that from now on. Screw my blades. Sure. Like, forget about my katana. Sure,
she must have had some really beefy calves. She must have some really beefy calves to get a can of peas. And when you asked about
if it was my sock.
What she was going to do with the can of peas and a sock, you don't want to know. If it was Dre's sock, they would have like triple damage. They'd be like, oh, what's this stuff in the sock? You don't want it.
Everybody has a dispensary unit, whether it be tissues.
No, they
the common sock.
Into this.
Okay, let's not get into this.
A tissue a sock for a can of peas.
Actually, it is that time. Let's go straight into random talk.
Do these peas
turn people?
We're going to go very off topic.
My question to all of you, since it's random talk time, where do you put it?
Wait, yes,
right. Well, I revealed my secret play. Well, not so secret.
Anyways,
it's random talk time.
Oh, it's slap word time. Plus, we also have a few other things.
We do? No, we don't. Yeah, it's random talk.
We have to have a...
No.
It's a. And
we
reading, reading the agenda is just random stuff.
Wait for my random stuff. Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
So, stop avoiding the question. Where do you put it? When you pop your top, where do you stop?
You really want to know? You already know where I do it.
Pop stop, you don't drop stop.
Dre, you already know I taught you what I do.
Oh, yeah. I need to practice that some more. Auto fellatio. Hyper. Hyper, you're in this combo. Come on. When you pop your top, where do you drop?
He puts it in the bell.
What?
Hyper, when you pop your top, where do you drop?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm innocent.
He does it in his bell. You already know. What's that?
A bell.
Where do you come?
And his name was Hyper. This Hyper had a bell.
He whacked and whacked and whacked some more until he came all over the bed. Okay. Hyper, answer the question. When you fluff and you pop your top, where do you... Wait, what? Whoa. What was that? Oh, God. Hyper, you're more innocent than...
Let's
put this in technical.
Where do you come in?
Okay. Let's put this in technical or very scientific terms. When you masturbate, and after you ejaculate, where do you dispense your semen?
It just lets it sit on the floor. What's up?
Seriously, like you put it. I want to know.
It's kind of illegal for me to be doing that crap.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Come on. Have you ever heard of anybody getting, like, arrested because they looked at an underage person, looked at porn, and he was jacking off? No, it's normal.
No.
No, when you're 6 years old, you do it, basically, without the mature part.
I remember when I was 6, I was looking at this porn video.
It was an action from
went on to my parents. There's this porn VHS. I woke up extra early. I thought it was a different kind of movie. Apparently, it wasn't. I stuck it in the VCR. I thought it was, I forget what. But obviously it wasn't, and there it was.
Uh-huh.
It would explain a lot, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh.
I watched porn at a young age.
Don't I kind of wish that I muted my Ustream now?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We got special listeners this week. Hyper's Ustream. Hi, Ustream people. Maybe that's why he's not answering the question.
Did they type anything to us?
Yes. Do they have any questions, comments for us at all? Hyper?
Most of them left.
Oh, it shows our popularity. Reflection. Anyway, so,
oh, where will we put that?
So, Hyper, you're avoiding the question.
Yes, I am.
And you're going to answer it?
Nope.
Let the world know.
No.
Nope. We're going to speculate where you put it.
Plush? Do you have a sock like
that? Yeah, of course.
Nope.
He does it in the bell. I tell you, he does it in the bell.
Yeah, we're going to claim the bell. Your mace of a bell.
Your giant huge bell.
Your flail bell. Your bell flip.
That's why every time you talk and stuff and it goes silent, that's all you hear.
Okay, Trent. I know you don't do it that often, but when you do...
I'm a saint, I don't.
You barely do, but when you do... What do you do with it?
On his sword.
Seriously?
On his sword.
Sword? No. Heck no. That's like judo sword.
Where do you do it? Sock, tissue? Come on. Give me some details. A bandana?
A pirate's bandana. Arr!
I am going to be so mad.
What?
I get unwatched on that paper list. I'm gonna be so mad with you.
Hot. Answer the question.
On. I already did.
Not you. Him.
Oh.
No.
Fine. You do it in the bell.
Not the bell.
Well, then where?
Leave my bell out of it.
That proves it.
I almost forgot, Josh. I'm not leaving you out of this. Yes, we're asking.
Can I ask the producer this? Can he, like, fire us?
If he wants to have a show, he will.
He'll swing the camera at you.
He hits you with the blue.
What if he doesn't flop? That's what he says.
Oh, come on. That cannot be true. See, that
was. Imagine. Think of a spurt he'll have when he does.
Oh god, 23 years of no jit, like, jacking off.
He'll shoot holes in the wall.
Oh, we're getting an adult rating this podcast. Maybe that'll pull in some people.
It's like we're overshooting because it's recoil.
It's right in your leg.
So anyways, guys.
Silver, let's play Russian roulette.
Guys, come on, let's stop now. That particular thing is getting too far now.
Not really.
We're pulling that. So,
let's go
next
there.
Part
let's
is
that step.
Slap word of the week.
Fine, slap word of the week is drumroll, please. Thank you. That's a chain roll. I'm waiting for a drum roll.
No, but... that was me trying to do that on the desk. Ow!
Oh.
I'm never doing that again.
Okay.
I give myself a slipper.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Anyways.
Slap word of the week is... Ba-da-bum! Cupcake.
Don't be sorry.
Unfortunately, Sai could not give us the word
slap
once
word
again.
The week is over.
Sai has actually been gone for quite a bit, actually, I've noticed.
He's been having a lot of...
He's probably going on a macro rant.
Everybody having a lot of internet problems, us included, and I'm surprised we're actually able to do the podcast. I think the internet's slowly destroying itself.
It's like the day after Michael Jackson died, the entire internet, wherever I went, was totally lagging up. Michael Jackson was lagging the internet. Because so many people were talking about his death, his entire internet was lagging so bad.
Mike Jackson was the internet.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
Uh-huh.
Twist. What was it? A lot of people have been busy AFK. Even me, I've been having troubles with stuff. Crappy school.
Anyway, since we're going on this little tangent, I'm also going to do an artist spotlight right now, because I know the next thing, Trent's going to talk for a while for, so the artist spotlight is...
not going to talk for a while!
But this week's artist spotlight was done... I picked out, because he is actually a rising star, does really good art, he did a request for me, so now he's getting a mention. It's Eerie Silver Fox. And I actually do like his stuff. He's up and coming. His art needs a little more work. It's a unique style, though. That's what I like about it.
Hey, Trey. Especially his one comic. It's up and coming. I read that comic. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Type his user.
I will do that later for... to get links.
Scroll up, you can see it.
Okay, maybe tapping my finger on a knife is not the smartest idea. So we're going to put that down. My ADD is now kicking in.
But you don't have ADD.
Here, you get to talk as much as you want about this.
No. Say it.
What? What am I saying?
Go ahead, say it.
Okay, what's pissing Trent off the most right now is Tron remake.
Oh, thank God. Oh, yes, the Tron. It's not so much a remake, but the sequel. And, oh, my God, I just saw the preview for it.
Form sentences.
Yeah, Frank is with Frank is with me on this because it's an... Like, anybody who's a hardcore fan about anything, like, for me, for example, I'm a fanatic about this thing. John Carpenter, 1982, John Carpenter's The Thing. I'm a fanatic about that movie, and if anybody has watched, like, Tron, or is, like, a severe fan of, like, the Alien series, the Predator series, whatever it is, whatever series it is, where it flows through, people love that. But then, lately, it seems like, I mentioned the Fred. As Frag said, there was another version of The Thing before that, and that was The Thing that came from outer space. That was another good one. It was basically the same thing, but the graphics couldn't really... It had the storyline in that. The idea was good, but the thing about it was the graphics wasn't... they didn't really have much to do, because at that time they only had the black and white. But as John Carpenter's thing came out... brought his own little flair into it and gave it really good visual effects, and that it's not like computer graphics nowadays, but I'm a fanatic about that.
Turning into a thing.
I'm trying to just point out, like, I'm a fanatic about The Thing. I have a friend who's a fanatic about the Aliens movie, like the Xenomorphs, and she's also a fanatic about Predators as well. And there's like, I really like Tron as well as Frag does. And when I saw this preview for Tron, for the sequel to Tron, I was really let down by it, because, like, those motorbikes, like, the bikes that they have can... Oh, my God, I don't even know how to begin with it. It's like... The point... It's so hard for me to explain. But, like, you get on the bike, and you're inside the bike. It's like a car, but it's a motorcycle, but you're enclosed inside of it. The preview shows you're... on top of it, like, it's an actual motorcycle, and in the original Tron, you can only go in a straight line and make 90-degree turns. The preview for the new one, you're sitting on top of it, and you can swerve, you can do curves and all this other crap, and it's just seeing that, and comparing it to the original, to what I always saw when I was a kid, and I always watched that, and then I see this, it just made me lose all interest in it, because it's not what it is. It would be understandable if it's like a remake, because then they could change a couple things, but if it's a sequel, it's still following the same physics, the same logic, whatever it is, whatever crap it is, it's still following that, but ruined it, and I don't know what to say more. That's like the Jason movie, for example. A lot of people out there were probably really big fans of the Jason movie. You see that remake of it? It's lousy. Jason is a zombie juggernaut. And here they are in the new Jason movie. They make him like this wussy. He has a temper tantrum. He gets cut in the leg, and he's like, it looks like he's in excruciating pain. The original Jason movies, they blew off one of his freaking legs and an arm, and he's like, he just looks down at the missing pieces, and he tries to come after the people again. He doesn't like go, oh my god, it hurts. Hopefully we can have a little more rant segments later on, because I really enjoy making rants, but unfortunately I talked too damn much for it. Okay, so
moving on.
Pleasant little rant. Yeah, moving on.
Game review. This is a new little thing we're doing. Well, I'm doing once again. Other people can add their two cents on this, but I have ADD when it comes to games. So basically, I try out F2P games because I don't feel like spending money. So if anybody has an F2P game that I've yet to try, just shout me. Free-to-play games, MMOs, free-to-play MMOs, things that I could just go and download, or if you got a private server, I'll try it out. The one I'm currently trying to download and I'm going to try is Runes of Magic. It looks like a WoW clone to me. Hyper says it sucks, but I'm not taking his word for it. I got to play it for myself. And so, let's see.
Maybe you should... I was going to say, maybe you should also mention... games that you've already played, in case...
That's what I'm doing.
So nobody suggests... Okay, sorry, I'm sorry.
I was getting to that. So the game I'm going to be reviewing is one that came out quite recently and is furry-related, actually. It's Holy Beast Online, otherwise known HBO. As HBO. There you go.
Yay!
Anyway,
playing TV channel.
Yes. So initially, I looked at the game, and... Of course, I saw the one gimmick that they got for this game is that you can transform into animals at will, which is cool. And the animals are actually kind of cutesy, too. If you want, like, a cute little game, this is the game for you. It's just really... Oh, how do I put this? Underdeveloped. I'm guessing it just came out of beta. They only have, like, 3 GMs, not a lot of people going on. But the game is good. Game is sound. It just needs
sound.
A little
Dude,
more
I
content.
I had one just warping back and forth on me. Monster just popping back. And even as Trenton, we ran into it multiple times. There was a monster right there. I was attacking it, but it wasn't there on Trenton's screen.
Yeah, it has bugs, but like he said, it probably just came out of beta.
I think when I signed up for it, it said it was in open beta. But I guess they came out recently. Yeah, and they haven't changed that on some of the, like, on RPG. Anyway, the graphics for an FTP, they're okay.
They're
Mabinogi-esque graphics. They got, like, that cell shaded with the black lines. It's something you would also see on Second Life. So, in that retrospect, it's okay. You're not going to be blown away, but still fun.
It's not Warcraft quality.
Yeah, or Aeon that's coming out. Gameplay-wise, standard issue, point-click attack.
Double-click point, like point-double-click.
Except this one has a...
Well, depends on the class you are.
Well, yeah. Right now, there's giving away an event. If you join now within a certain amount of people...
Actually, I think that event ended.
Oh, it did? If it's still going, then, well, you could just spend money and buy a pet then. But so you just, like, leave it going all night, and that pet will just go killing everything for you.
Yeah.
Me and Drake kind of cheated.
Yeah, you know that. You, You're like, you go to sleep and you leave your pet killing for you. You come back and you're like, oh wow, look, I'm 6 levels higher. Trent, you should play this game. It's so easy. I'm playing it for 3 hours. I only level up 2 times. This isn't easy. Yeah, just go to sleep and your pet levels for you. That's not me playing it.
Anyway, so gameplay wise, pretty standard issue. You're not going to be wowed by that either. There's no real wow factor here, other than for furs, the fact that you can transform into an animal is good. Equipment wise, this is where I actually liked. With equipment, it actually looked good. I actually liked the armor and stuff. Yes, it was very pretty. It was well done. They're also having a contest right now for anybody who wants to enter. Hold on.
Yeah. Contrary to some games, it's going to be about the equipment, but contrary to some games, it's there's some games you put on different equipment and your character looks the same. In this game, you put on the different pieces of equipment and it actually shows up on your avatar, and you can actually see what it looks like, and with the right stuff, you can actually make your character look pretty kick-ass. So.
Yeah, sorry about that. Having a little much trouble that I had to fix.
Yeah, but it's not like World of Warcraft where there's 50,000 pieces of armor for one level.
Yeah.
It's just one set of armor per level.
Yeah, but it does look pretty.
It does look pretty, but it's not like World of Warcraft where they made 50,000 different combinations of items just for one level. And each one had different stats and crap. Have different stats, but definitely you get it.
Anyway. So there is that. They're also having a make your own armor contest right now, or make your own outfits. If anybody here wants to sign up, we'll post a link for you. But digressing, so we went through that audio-wise. Audio, okay, some of it can get kind of annoying after a while. I'll leave it at that. But overall, it's a very cute game, and I guess I'll make these ratings out of 5. I'm going to give it a 3. Not too much. It's not crap, but it's not great either. For furs, you're going to love it. It's worth playing if you like cute games. At least check it out. Make your own opinion, but I'm giving it 3 out of 5.
The dragon is so cute. I'm sorry, I just love the dragon. It's a dragon, and it's cute. And it's Eastern style, too. So, and you zigzag through the air, it's really cute.
It has no teeth.
Alright, I think we just pretty much ran through our whole segment there.
And it only took us, almost an hour.
Okay, we should talk some more.
Oh yeah, also don't watch One Guy One Jar. It is so disgusting I threw up. It's worse than Two Girls One Cup.
That one's completely random, but okay.
That is random.
I'm just warning people who haven't seen it.
I haven't even watched that Two Girl One Cup thing. Hear people oh, dude, you should check this out. I'm like, wait, didn't you just tell me 2 days ago not to check it out? He's like, no.
No.
That's that's like the thing I heard about, BME Pain Olympics. A guy, I'm going to just leave it at that. He, I'm just going to shut up about it. I heard about it. I have never watched it.
Go.
No. I'm gonna shut up now. I was supposed to have shut up before, but I didn't. People teach me to shut. Seriously, people teach me to shut up
and stop saying sorry so much.
I'm sorry.
You did that one on purpose.
No, it's a compulsion of mine.
Stop saying sorry.
Okay.
There we go. That's better. Anyway, so we're going to call this a night, and so everybody, our recurring joke is, what's funnier than a furry?
You.
Oh, that's just mean.
That is mean.
That is... I wonder why he doesn't want to be in the podcast.
Okay,
I'm
so...
Here's
a furry.
A non-furry?
Oh.
I want my top hat. I want my top hat. This has been Furry Talk from the Fluff House.
See you guys next week.